and Johnny, they are good friends of mine. Well, I just tune them in. WGN overnight. Steve and Johnny, Chicago's pride and joy. They give life after dark for all of us to enjoy. Yes, we enjoy. Keep it up and listen up, and they'll be there
at your side.
Life after dark is where I'll be forevermore. Gonna be some
sweet sounds,
sweet sounds.
Night shift,
oh, on the night shift, you'll feel like family. With Steve and Johnny, gonna be a
long night,
long night. Gonna be alright. Oh, on the night shift, they make you feel at home. You know you're not alone
on a night shift.
You'll never be alone. With Steve and Johnny on the night shift.
You know, this is one of those nights when it's a shame that we don't have the camera set up that Hamp and OB have. Because if we had the cameras in the studio working, you would be watching my child bride slide down in her chair.
I need a seatbelt. It's the weirdest sensation. I'm wearing slippery track pants. And
because this is the slickery track pants show.
Yeah, that. And I sat down and I realized, whoa, I'm sliding under the console. So I sit back up again and I slide. So Bob Keeper, the big plug, who's in the studio with us, suggested I just take off my jacket, tie it around my waist, and tie myself into the chair.
And would that work, Bob?
Belt.
You think it'll work?
Yeah, I would think so.
We may have to try.
As long
that.
As you guys don't suggest rope, I'm fine.
But this
tape.
Is the as I mentioned off the air, and you don't remember this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time I have watched Johnny in a chair sliding down.
What?
The first time was many, 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 many moons ago, and we were at a dentist.
Oh. Well, the dentist had those fancy chairs that were like a Chase lounge.
But before that, you had gone because you were having an implant. So Johnny was feeling no pain. So she went to a different dentist.
Yeah, our dentist didn't like blood.
Right.
So he sent me to another dentist for the icky part, and then I came back to him for the pretty part.
So by the time we get back to him for the pretty part, Johnny is feeling no pain because of the medication she'd had. She sits down in the chair. The dentist, because I was in there watching, and no, he called
he
me.
Out, yeah, he called
he
came, you.
He said, "You're not going to believe this."
Yes.
I came back, and Johnny was sliding down.
And I was sound asleep.
Sound asleep. I mean, you were feeling no pain.
Well, that's also the night or the day. We had worked all night, so
yes.
That's why I was so sleepy. But I had been taken by you to the oral surgeon down the block, and it was a huge office with lots of people sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
And I had cracked my front tooth. I bit down on a Greek olive that was pitted, but there was a pit in it. And when I bit down on it, it was like being hit in the head with a baseball bat. It just shattered in my head. And I just knew this was bad news. So when he sent me down the road to the oral surgeon, he pulled the tooth, the front tooth. Mm-hmm. I was so medicated when I walked out. Do you remember what I did in the middle of the waiting room?
You did this kind of
I said, "Hey, everybody, this is Hillbilly Hannah. Look at me. I don't have a front tooth." Yeah.
Yep.
You let me do that, too. I was mortified. I said, "Hillbilly Hannah, look."
Ha!
show. Thank you, Junior.
Did I hear a snort? Actually, that was, you can't blame Julian for that one.
It only took you 4 minutes to press that button.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You did that?
Yeah.
You dog.
Yeah.
You let me walk through a waiting room saying, hey, look at me, everybody. I'm Hillbilly
there
Hannah.
There was no stopping you. There was zero stopping you.
And you were saying, honey, yeah, honey, come with me. I go, no, everybody needs to see this.
You got any more painkillers left from that?
Really?
But what the doctor did, no, that wasn't the other one that I was thinking about. The guy who literally pounded.
Oh, well, the implant tooth.
The implant tooth, yeah.
That was back in the days when if you had an implant, they took a hammer and pounded the little stud in your mouth.
That worked so well that a dentist we saw recently said,
I can't believe it.
Yeah. I guess the guy who did the implant initially, he was one of the guys who invented this whole process.
Yes, because this was almost 40 years ago. So now when it comes up on x-rays, dentists gather around the x-ray machine and go, whoa, that's really cool. I've never seen, because they're all young and they've never seen except in textbooks, the big blade that they used to put in so that they could implant a tooth. Hear me, I say teeth, by the way.
Yes.
Implants. Mm-hmm. People go, oh, hello.
Welcome to a shortened show.
Yes. What did you call it? A
bite-sized.
Bite-sized show, yes.
Yeah. But this is actually not the shortest show we've ever done. The shortest show we did was years ago. I think for some reason, at that point, WGN was carrying both the Bears and the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And
for some reason,
and there was a late Bears game, but there was a Cubs game, so they had to play contractually. They had to play the Cubs game during what would have been our show, but they weren't sure how it was going to work out. So we came in and literally at roughly 4:53, mm-hmm. we came on and said, "Hi, here's Max and Orion."
That's right.
That was the show.
Yeah. Those were the days. And again, back to Bob, who's sitting in studio with us. He's hoping that tonight feels like that, right, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
You're hoping that this one just goes by like that because you have a full Sunday ahead of you.
I do.
You want to explain your schedule to us?
Yes.
Okay, well, I get off at 4, mm-hmm. and then I will be at Soldier Field by 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then got the game, so we have to be there 7 hours before kickoff.
Because you set up the technical end of it,
yeah.
right?
And then we check in with all the people using those wonderful wireless frequencies. And then there's the game. Then there's the post-game reporting. And I should be out of there, hopefully, by 4:30.
Mm. Wow. And there probably will be a lot of weeping and gnashing of teeth by that time. You'll be looking in the stands and... Unless everybody just ups and leaves,
that could happen.
Yeah, could happen.
When that happens, it's usually easier to get out of there at 4:30 because there's not a lot of people left.
We'll talk with Gabe about this a little later, but I'm curious to find out what the Las Vegas line is on this because I'm sure the Packers are the favorite, but just because, if I were betting, I would bet on the Bears. Not that I think they're going to win, but if they did, oh boy, would you probably get a lot for your money if you were doing a Las Vegas sports bet on
probably,
the Bears.
Probably, she said.
So, Julian, there's one of your assignments. Well, what is the line on the Bears for today? There should be some site where you can get a Las Vegas line.
Go to a comedy site. It was probably listed there. How about the you've worked other Packer games. Are the Packer fans okay?
Oh, yeah.
In a world of fans?
The most amazing thing about the Packers is back when they used to have they would always bring, the press guides.
Mm-hmm.
And you could open up the press guide and look at the pictures of all the people who were listed in the press guide and look around the press box, and they would all be sitting there. Like,
really?
They travel like everybody and their brother. Everybody shows up. So whenever there's a Packer game, we never have to worry about the visitor side of the press car because it's always full.
Huh.
And then you get, you know, like I had requests for frequencies from Eau Claire and, you know, Madison.
All over Wisconsin.
All over Wisconsin.
Yeah. So that's your job then, is to hook them up so that they can get the feed.
Yeah. Well, they can get their own frequency and not interfere with anybody else.
Oh.
That's what we do.
Interesting.
So,
well, I assume Simone will be there. She finally can wear her Packer garb, right? Without getting, well, she'll still get hate, but.
Well, last time she was there, she wore a Bears jacket of some kind.
But I think in the same week, she was also pictured back in her Packer garb.
Well, that's the only one that, the Packer garb is the only one that has her husband on.
That's right. Yeah, so, yes. You know. So we'll let her slide on that one. I saw a real quick, and I don't remember the particulars of it, but there's a young girl, I'm going to say she's 12 or 13 years old, and such a big Packer fan, and she passed away of a terminal illness, mm-hmm. and the Packers had been following her because she's such a big fan. And I was so impressed today for her funeral. The Packers sent out just an enormous green and white floral arrangement. It was just beautiful. And I don't know the particulars of it other than I came across mm-hmm. it on Facebook and I went, wow. You know, for a child, they were really, really, you know, rooting for her. And it was really sweet.
Good for them.
Yeah.
We've got who knows what coming
we
up.
We got time.
So stick around and we'll all find out together.
Mountain home, crickets are singing in the fields nearby. And honeysuckle vine clings to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet.
King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. That's one of Julian's dealer's choices. And you said that was just, obviously that's Dolly. But who is Dolly performing with?
She's performing with her family.
Oh.
This is called, it's called Smoky Mountain DNA, Family, Faith, and Fables. And it's performed with her, she performed, the whole album is with her family.
Well, how cool. Good for Dolly.
She's had a big couple of days.
Yeah.
Wasn't
there something else that she either just came out with or is coming out with involving Post Malone and...
Well, he's recording with everyone.
Oh.
He's going to just... It's going to be the biggest year ever for him. Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen. Dolly.
She just put out a jewelry line, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But more on a somber side. Her brother just passed away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I remember that song from like 50 years ago.
Oh, sure. It's an old Dolly song. Yeah.
I want to say like 1973 when she first recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That would be 50 years ago. Oh.
One of these nights, I need to dig up, transfer to some digital format, and bring in a concert that I recorded with Dolly. This was at the Auditorium Theater. This would have been roughly 1977 or 8-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly with Eddie Rabbit as her opening act.
Oh, boy.
And near the end of Dolly's set, she brought Eddie back on, and they did a couple songs together.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful, wonderful stuff.
I've always been fascinated by her guitar playing with those long fingernails.
Yeah.
And she does, too.
Because basically, what she does, and guitar players will understand this, she does bar chords. She just basically, she tunes the guitar to, say, a G or an A key or whatever, and the way she does it, she'll just lay one finger flat across the chord, and because she's already got it tuned to that chord, if she moves up or down, particularly if she's doing kind of a blues pattern, it's relatively easy to do that without
you make it sound so easy. I'm like, really?
Well,
because when you see her doing it with those long nails, it's like,
yeah,
how are you doing that? And doesn't she actually use, with her right hand, she picks?
Yeah.
So they got to be pretty strong fingernails,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I didn't know, Julian, I didn't know you were a fan of Dolly Parton. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. I love old school country.
Cool. That's good.
Just when we think we know the boy,
yeah.
right?
Oh, Speaking of the segue is well,
music.
Good music, good performance. Tommy Emmanuel just announced that it's going to be after the first of next year. He's releasing a new album. It was recorded live during his Australian tour.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, people are raving about it. And
isn't his whole life on hold because he broke a rib or
yeah,
two?
Yeah, Tommy has had to cancel some dates,
mm-hmm.
and will be rescheduling them. But right now, it's just trying to
that's huge
get a little better.
Yeah, that is really it's a very big deal because we know for a fact that there have been times when he wasn't feeling 100%, but he still went out on stage and he gave 1,000%. And he's like, "How do you do that?" And he said, "That's like good medicine for me."
It really is.
But I guess it's hard to hold a guitar against your chest when you've got broken ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he also has he accompanied a buddy of ours, Anthony Snape.
Yeah.
And they released a new Christmas song this past week. And if you're not familiar with Anthony, he's another huge talent out of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Snape, very active on Facebook. And this new Christmas song is great.
In fact, maybe we'll try to get Anthony on.
Yeah, we should.
Over the next couple of weeks.
Tommy plays guitar and drums on that one. Kind of.
And speaking of holiday things, we should do a little bit of a blatant plug. Obviously, tonight is a bite-sized show. Next week, we're back to a regular full-size show. And a couple things. We will have Empty Pockets in the studio with us.
Speaking of good music.
Yeah. And they have
their Missile Tune concert series. They're on the East Coast tonight, but they've got shows coming up in the Chicago area, one at Space in Evanston. So they're going to come in and talk about that. And even though it is the week before Thanksgiving, it is the night of the Lights Festival on Michigan Avenue. So I think we can... It's okay to do Christmas music?
No, I
right?
think it is.
Okay.
And next week, Patrick Crispin will be joining us. Mm-hmm. And among the things we're going to be talking about with Patrick is if you are one of the millions of people who have decided to abandon Twitter/X, how do you do that? How do you scrub things out? And also, what do you need to know about Blue Sky? Blue Sky has just gone through the roof this week. They within 24 hours, they had an increase of over a million
enough so
new
that
followers.
It shut them down for a little while.
Yeah. And the big news is Tom Appel is now on Blue Sky. Yes.
You've nagged him to the point where you called him and said, are you ready? And
he
said,
him.
Okay.
I set up the page for him, and now he's on Blue Sky. And
we wanted him to do that just so that he was available to everyone in every possible social network venue.
And if you don't know about Blue Sky, think of it as Twitter X only good.
Or Twitter in the beginning.
Yeah. It was started by one of the guys who originally set up Twitter, pre-Musk. And it's a really, really, really good site, and you should be there.
Julian, were you one of the million that made the leap?
I have not.
No. Oh,
you need to.
Get with
I'm
it.
Strongly considering making that leap,
do
actually.
It.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it, do it, do it. And also, one of the important things for next week, pre-holiday, because we've had some requests for this, and this is the first year that Johnny's actually going to do this. We're going to take... a significant amount of time, and you're going to share some holiday gluten-free recipes.
Yes, and also talk about how to safely make, say, one dish. Somebody's coming to the house, and you want to be the ultimate host or hostess, so you want to make that one dish, but you want to make it safely. So we'll talk a little bit about that, too, and answer any of your questions. But we got more coming up.
So, Gabe, If I were a betting person, I would find out what the Las Vegas odds are, and I think I would bet on the Bears, not because I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be demolished by the Packers. But if some weird apocalyptic thing happened and the Bears won, oh boy, would you win Las Vegas.
Well, right now, from what I'm looking at, I took a quick look at the line. Packers are favored 5.5. And the over-under is 40.5 points.
So So if let's keep it simple. If you bet $100 and the Bears won, what would you win?
Well, if you bet on the Bears, I'm not a math whiz, but I would imagine that would be a fairly decent amount of money. But, of course, like I said, I don't have a lot of high hopes for today either, but I'm sure a lot of Packer fans are going to cash in.
So, again, some night we're going to have to explain this over under 40.5, 40 and a half points.
So
they don't mean they literally will score 40 points, do they?
Right. So what the over-under is, and I'm not a betting expert myself, but I do know this, that the over-under is an estimate of the total amount of points that will be scored by both teams combined.
Oh.
So, I believe... 40. Trying to remember how the rest of it works. But basically what the over-under is like, it's the amount of points that they expect to be scored. The over is if they both go over. The under is if they stay under that.
Oh.
And more often than not, they usually pick the under, like, you know, because that over-under is just an estimation, I guess. So, huh. I mean, like I said, I'm not a betting expert because I don't gamble myself.
None of us are.
But that's the gist of it, really.
Yeah. But, yeah. But at this point, the Bears are 4-5 and the Packers are 6-3.
And as we talked last time, this is the beginning of the hard stuff. Up to now, the season has been comparatively easy, but starting today, it gets nuts. And I wouldn't be surprised if they don't win another game for the rest of the season. What's your take, Gabe?
As much as I hate to say this, and as much as, you know, I love the Bears, lifelong Bears fan, I see the same thing happening unless they find a way to put it together and try to string together at least a couple more wins. But you take a look at the schedule that they have. Starts today with the biggest rivalry in all of football against Green Bay. And they play them again the very last game of the regular season. In between, they got to play both their games against Detroit, both their games against Minnesota. They also have San Francisco and Seattle on the schedule. And both of those teams are contending for their division, the NFC West. So... yeah, and remember, as we talked about at the very beginning of the season, there were a lot of Bears fans that were hopeful that the Bears could have won six or seven games by the time this part of the schedule came. And I warned everybody, I said, let's pump the brakes on that. And I warned everybody that Caleb Williams was not going to be contending for MVP. He's going through the rookie growing pains. And but I did hold out hope that they would be better than this.
Yeah.
But,
hasn't one of the problems been that you haven't had a coaching staff that has tried to give Williams, tried to let him work the way he works best? They've been trying to shoehorn him into something he didn't normally do. Was it you who pointed out that during his college days, like the last year or so of college, he wasn't sacked at all. And so far this year, he's been sacked,
nine times.
The last game was like nine times in the game.
Yeah, I don't remember the total number of sacks, but it wasn't anything significant. But the other difference, too, is that in the NFL, he's, you know, lining up under center, taking snaps. In college, he was in the shotgun all the time. He didn't have the type of blitzes in college that he gets in the NFL. So he was free to, you know, do a lot of running around, a lot of scrambling, a lot of rolling out and making some of those highlight reel plays. And it was those highlight reel plays that made a lot of Bears fans excited when they drafted him. And my nephew Robert, if he's awake and listening to this, I warned him repeatedly. I said, don't get caught up on the college tape because it's going to be completely different once he takes an NFL snap. And obviously, Caleb is learning that, you know, the hard way. Although, like I said, he has done some good things. But again, this is just all part of, you know, learning an NFL offense and learning that, you know, defenses are completely different and you're not just going to have, you know, the whole field to freewheel every week. And, it's, you know, he's, like I said, he's learning that now. You know, obviously, everyone's hoping that the Bears will go through a coaching change. If they do, they need to bring in a more offensive-minded coaching staff specifically to help Caleb Williams in his development, because that's going to be crucial to his career moving forward.
I'm going to be curious to see if there are going to be a lot of paper bags on heads in the stands.
Yep.
Seriously, there's rumor that... fans are saying you need to take a paper bag and you need to write fire floose on that bag and put it on your head, because if we get on television, it's going to make a statement. So we need a whole bunch of people. We're not asking you to pay a lot of money for anything. We're just saying get a brown paper bag and write fire floose on it.
On election day, there was a meme going around. It showed the presidential ballot with all the candidates on there.
Yes.
And at the very bottom, it was write-in, and somebody wrote in, fire Matt Eberflus.
Yes. We need to fire people today.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, we woke up Hamp.
Oh, you know what? It's going to be painful tomorrow night in the post
game. After the game last week.
It was scary.
We kept thinking both of them were going to have heart attacks on the air last week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had to turn away at one point because I said, OB is going to pop a vessel in his neck. You just know it's throbbing.
I was listening in the car to part of that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, you know, poor OB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried that we're going to need a doctor in the studio with him.
Yeah. We need one on standby.
He is so angry.
Yes.
How dare you? How dare you?
See, I made him mad already.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you going out on a limb and saying the score is going to be?
I'm going to give myself a headache just saying this, but I'm going to go Packers 24, Bears 10.
Mm. Okay.
As much as my chest hurts right now to say that, that's it's not looking good.
Yeah,
it's literally going to take a miracle. Okay. I'm not expecting anything much for the rest of the season.
You better get you a brown paper bag and wear it during the game while you're watching at home.
here's the thing. The game starts at 12. I'll probably sleep through the first quarter.
Okay.
Because I don't get home till like almost 6 a.m. anyway.
I don't really expect this to happen, but just for the heck of it, I'll say Bears 21, Packers 14.
Ooh.
That will not happen, but that's what I would bet on if I were betting and wanted to win a gazillion bucks.
All right, Gabe, fingers crossed, fingers and toes crossed that it turns out to be a good game at least.
And pray if you're inclined to do so.
Okay,
thanks. Sports Between the Sheets with Gabe. Wow. We got some questions coming in 312-981-7200, and this is a bite-sized show. We didn't come in here with any big plans, so we're going to roll through some of these kind of oddly off-the-wall questions.
We'll do some shout-outs and some questions and things coming up, so stay with us.
You know you make me want to kick my heels up.
King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. That was Julian's choice for shout. Who is that one?
Otis Day and the Knights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. I should have remembered that. We got a bunch of stuff to get to and very little time to do it. So shouts and then some texts pouring in and some other things.
And we want to give a shout out to Scott, who's listening to us in South Dakota. Jim G is in Wisconsin. Bonnie and George tune in. And thank you, Bonnie and George. They're out in Elgin. Also tonight, Karen Burkhalter is listening. Any holiday lights up, Karen asks. Well, Karen, I decorated 4 7-foot trees this past week, 1 3-foot tree.
They look extraordinary. The lights aren't on.
No.
Because you're not going to put them on until, what, the day after Thanksgiving?
And then, right. I got a couple more trees I want to get decorated in the outside of the house. And, of course, I passed up the opportunity to get outside and decorate the tree when it was 60. I'm waiting until it gets really frosty cold. So you could sit
because you know how to have a good time.
Yes. So you can stand in the living room and tap on the window to get my attention, and I'm going to tell you, no, 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 don't come out here.
Historically.
Nope.
That's how Johnny and her dad would decorate the outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's mom and I were forbidden from taking part in this annual ceremony of freezing cold.
And you guys would stand there and you'd tap on that big old glass window, try to get our attention. We'd look up and my mother would say, come in, come in. And we'd stand out there and go, no, no, we're staying out here till every light is put in place. So I'm looking forward to the really cold weather so I can get the outside of the house decorated.
Yeah, you do that.
Yes, Mary Gold is listening in Tinley Park tonight. Lynn Kinzer is in San Antonio, Florida. Sharon Malone is in K-Town. Brian Lefevre, thank you, Brian, for tuning in Bridgeport. Becky Offsayoff is listening on her CC radio. It's her CC radio solar AM/FM Bluetooth weather radio with alert. Woo.
Wonderful radio.
Yes. Scott Cooper's in Naperville. Susie Schemmel is in Glen Ellen. Kathy Abnor. Abnor. That's an interesting last name. She's in Peoria. Thanks for tuning in, Kathy. Diane Vasquez, who is our graphics guru. She made a super-duper graphic for tonight. I think we'll have to use that next week because we're going to be talking about food, and she's got food pictured there.
By the way, speaking of pictures, if you want to see some of the pictures Johnny took as we were driving in tonight, go to facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show. Some really interesting pictures of the drive.
And a lot more traffic than a lot of people expected at midnight. Michelle Reitman is tuned in. Hey, Michelle. She sent a long note. I'll get to that in just a bit. Rita Reggie is in Fort Worth, Texas. Delphine Barrett tuned in on her AM radio. Peter Jacobowitz is in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. Linda Johnson. Hey, Linda. Venetian Village tuned in. Nancy Taffy's in West Allis. Jean Jacobson is in Milwaukee. Beverly Goodall is listening on her, I guess it's her AM, FM clock radio. Mm-hmm. Priscilla Gilbert Stegg is in Joliet. Ellen Maria is, she's tuning in after seeing the Million Dollar Quartet. We have to go to Aurora to see.
It's getting a lot of really good reviews.
Oh, and as Dean told us a couple of weeks ago, the set is just
it's like you're walking into the Sun Studios, which is very cool.
Yes. In fact, Ellen Maria, tell us what you thought. Send me a quick text and let us know what you thought about the play. I love the play anyway.
Yeah.
And our friend Chuck is still involved with the...
He was the musical director, Chuck from BR549.
Yeah. Nancy Witt's in Milwaukee. Carol Sachetti is looking for the stuffin' muffin recipe. More on that in just a moment. Chuck Snitchler is our buddy in Hobart. Nancy Hollins is tuned in. Bonnie Pearson is in Grays Lake. And Lloyd Moncrief is out in Ottawa. Not Aurora, but Ottawa. I got Aurora on the brain because of the Million Dollar Quartet show.
And we got a bunch of texts coming in, too.
Penny Scaletta. What a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
In Frankfurt, that looks like it should be like an author's name or an actress. Penny. Penny. P-E-N-N-E. Hmm.
And text says, Marlene again, MDQ is outstanding.
Oh, Million Dollar Quartet. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. She wrote the sweetest text, and thank you so much for your kind words, Marlene.
Another text, this is from a 773 area code. I know this is off topic, and your time is limited tonight, but I heard a song today by Harry Chapin titled W-O-L-D. Was that song based on off a real American DJ? If so, who is the DJ? And no, it was not based on any particular DJ. That was one of Harry Chapin's wonderful story songs, and it could have been the life of any of a number of disc jockeys. Right. Harry Chapin was just such a wonderful storyteller. One of the most fun nights I ever had was a night with Harry Chapin after he had performed at the what was then the Mill Run Theater, and he came over and hung out with me for about 2 or 3 hours, and I will never forget one of the things he said. This was a Friday night. He did the show at the Mill Run, comes over, hangs out with me overnight for a couple hours. Then he was going to get on a plane, fly to New York, spend the day with his kids, fly back to Chicago to do the show Saturday night, fly back to New York to be with his kids, fly back to Chicago, because I will never forget what he said. He said, I don't want to be Uncle Daddy to my kids. I want to be their dad. And Harry Chapin was, we got into politics and everything. He was just
he was
a wonderful human being.
He was magical on stage, too. He really was. And if I'm not mistaken, WOLD was the seed that gave us WKRP, the television show.
Kind of.
Because there's the line in WOLD about settling down in Cincinnati, and that's where WKRP is.
Right.
One of the greatest television shows ever on television.
And sadly, if you try to get a DVD or something of WKRP, you don't get a lot of the original music because of the music licensing rights.
And it was so important in the show. Oh, my gosh.
I'll never forget the scene.
Are you familiar with the show, Julian? WKRP?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you need to. It is must watch.
In
seek
this
it
business,
out. Watch it. and look for the very first episode. That'll set everything up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Johnny Fever and the scene that I will never forget with Bailey Quarters, who had a crush on yes. Dr. Johnny Fever. He stood her up. And she's walking through the halls of the radio station, and the song After the Love Is Gone is playing. Now, they can't use that song in the DVD
so
now because...
you don't get the punctuation of the song.
But it was such an emotional moment
it
on
really
that show.
It really was. Yeah, gosh. And then, of course, you've got your Herb Tarlick and Les Nessman.
Sure.
And the turkeys. I mean, what's Thanksgiving without thinking about the turkeys being the frozen turkeys?
In fact, there is your assignment. Julian, you need to watch the first episode, B, watch the turkey episode.
The Thanksgiving
that
episode.
That will explain so much to you.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, Peter Lawrence in Sauk Village is tuned in tonight. Thank you, Peter. And somebody said that the Bears protest tomorrow with the brown paper bags, that must be sponsored by the unknown comic.
Yeah.
Haven't thought about him forever.
From the Gong Show, the unknown comic.
Yes. 224 area code said, I'm a season ticket holder and I will be wearing a brown paper bag with fire fluce on it. That may take off.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy if you see a lot of all the green.
Obviously, don't wear the paper bags as you're going in.
Right.
That would kind of, destroy the momentum.
Oh, a listener to 847 said, I have the DVD set of KRP. My favorite episode is Turkeys Away. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yep.
And if you spend any time in radio, you worked with those people.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in that show, at some point, you went, that's Herb Tarlick.
Yeah. Yes, it was a comedy show. Yes, they exaggerate things, but it was based on factual stuff that happened to all of us in radio.
Absolutely. Stay with us in this bite-sized Steve and Johnny show here on WGN.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes. Deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day. Something happened along the way. What used to be happy was sad.
Late at night, Bailey Quarters, the secretary who had a crush on Dr. Johnny Fever, is walking through the radio station after Dr. Johnny Fever failed to show up for the date that he had agreed to go on with her.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he didn't like her, but he's just so spacey, he forgot all about it. But it was a big deal for her, and she got dressed up, and she's walking through the radio station, and just, she's...
You are always a Bailey, not a Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah Julian, when you watch it, that will be one of the arguments that frequently comes up. Bailey or Jennifer?
Well, as a woman who was dating during that period, I would always ask guys, are you a Bailey or a Jennifer kind of guy?
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon what they said, it would depend upon whether or not I would be going out with them.
Yeah.
Because they were night and day. Both wonderful human beings, just very different. I was more of a Bailey kind of girl.
Yep.
Great news. I'm stunned. You can actually get the DVD box set with the original music.
Really?
Yes.
How do we do this?
The deluxe box set. So you have to be careful. You get the deluxe box set. And it was reissued. Apparently, they paid for the licensing, but you have to be careful because there's another box set where they issued the shows with covers of the music, which, again, I think you still have to pay for it, don't you?
I think there are two different things. One is the publishing licensing, and another is performance royalties.
Okay. So, well, there's some way, somehow, they've been able to pull it together. So, Santa, if you're listening, we'd like that under our tree. I was so excited when I saw that, but you have to be careful.
You would be surprised at the DVD releases where they haven't been able to get the rights for the original song. For example, Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha from Hawaii, Elvis's concert, the Elvis Presley estate, as they were releasing this, they couldn't get the publishing rights to one of the songs that Elvis performed on that, so his own concert, and they have to edit out that song because they couldn't get the rights to use the song.
Wow.
Or because they didn't want to pay whatever the price was.
Yeah. George just texted from 847 and said, what was the song that played when Johnny stood up Bailey? That was it.
That was it. After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, I do too. George says, Turkey's Away is my favorite episode and is based on an actual radio station turkey giveaway. And that's radio legend.
Yeah.
I've always heard it was in Wisconsin, then I heard it was in Minnesota, and then there was a guy floating around claiming he was the disc jockey it was based on, and you could interview him and come to find out that was not true.
But again, Julian, two episodes. You got to watch the first episode, and you have to watch the Thanksgiving turkey episode.
Turkey's Away, yes. George says, the last three or four episodes were never played on television until it went into syndication and on DVD. Thanks for talking about the show. That is one of my favorite shows.
You know, I'm segueing here, but favorite shows, there is another show, and I'm in the minority on this.
Yeah.
I would love to get a DVD box set of Cop Rock.
You are definitely in the minority on that one.
Cop Rock was, it was a show, it was what, it was one of our first years of, no, we had just moved to...
Yeah, it was about 30-something years ago.
And it, if you can imagine... Sort of a
courtroom procedural.
Yeah. So imagine Blue Bloods, but in the middle of Blue Bloods, all of a sudden they break into song.
So you're on
and some
the,
of the songs
the witness
were
stand.
So cool.
You're on the witness stand, and the witness jumps up and starts singing, and then the jury is singing back up.
Yeah.
And Stephen Bochco was behind that. It was really very...
It was way ahead of its time.
It was.
So far ahead of its time that
because
it never
he was writing
really...
music to go with these episodes, which blows
and,
my mind.
What's his face? Who did Toy Story? Who am I thinking of? The singer, performer, piano player did a few songs for...
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman,
yes. Yes, he sure did. You're right. I just quickly looked up Cop Rock, and it was a perfect name for the show. 2008? No.
Wow, no. Was it?
No. 2000. Well, that was like yesterday. No, it was 1990. It was in 2008 that there was an attempt to bring it back.
Okay.
To a resounding thud.
Yeah.
I like you. It was irritating because you get involved in this courtroom
drama. But the songs
drama,
were well done, the performances.
Yeah.
It was just...
It was different. It was very different. See what you guys did? You took us off on a tangent there.
And we didn't have that much time to to get tangent involved tonight. But we should mention, next week, we're back with a full show.
Oh.
And we will have an in-studio performance from The Empty Pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Crispin will join us, solve some computer problems, tell you how to effectively get off Twitter, tell you about Blue Sky, and handle some other computer problems. And Johnny will be doing a significant amount of gluten-free holiday recipes.
Yes. Super simple. going to keep it real simple. For those of you who have someone coming to the house that is gluten-free, and everything I do is for medical reasons, so you have to be super, super careful. And we'll talk a little bit about that, but we'll also have some recipes, and we'll make them available to you as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to get crazy and make something brand new for that special person who brings their own food because they can't eat Thanksgiving dinner like everyone else. Back to text, one of my favorite shows was Ed from the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great show.
Especially the first season of Ed was wonderful.
Never released on DVD because of the music rights. I was not aware of that.
I wasn't aware of that either.
Yeah. Ironically, a very talented couple contacted us on Saturday. Those of you who've heard our show from Florida, you've heard Jack and Jen.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know the inside scoop on licensing their music because they want to be able to get more airplay. And I said, oh, there's a conversation to be had on that subject.
So there's a lot of pluses and minuses to how you do a bunch of things when it comes to
licensing
your music.
Turkey's Away is based on WQXI out of Atlanta, and 847 area codes. I heard it was Wisconsin, back in the day, and then I heard it was Minnesota, so I buy that. It's Atlanta. Fine.
Just don't overthink it. Just enjoy the episode.
Yes. Hey, coming up.
Oh, the lights are starting to flicker, and even with this short show, it's Big Plug Bob and his Zamboni getting ready to clean.
He stuck his head in here a few minutes ago, and he says, I've got the Zamboni warmed up.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we didn't have time to make a big mess around here, so it should be an easy job tonight.
So if you would like to be our last caller, you have to pick up your phone, and you have to dial 312-981-7200. That number again is
312-981-7200,
and you will win some goodies from our prize list, as long as you have not won anything from this here radio station within the past 6 weeks or 2 months, whichever comes first.
Mm-hmm. I got distracted here looking at these texts that are coming in fast and furious.
Okay.
Obviously, a lot of folks stayed up late to listen to that hockey game. And so we're here on Saturday nights, typically at 9 o'clock. So we hope that you will join us next Saturday at the top of the show.
So it's every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, except when it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the last call. So stay with us at WGN.
It's that time again. We gotta say goodnight.
We just sat down.
You know it's getting late. Tomorrow is another day, my friend. All right, people. It's time to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home.
Yeah, you really kind of do.
But you can't stay here.
Nope.
I feel like it's can't wrong. Stay. We just sat down.
Yeah, we just got, and now you can't. And,
now,
and yes, that is Red Peters, the closing song.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not going to play the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Before I forget, because there are a couple of questions, and I don't think I said this on the radio, we talked about the fact that I'm going to do a segment on gluten-free cooking next week for the holidays. I will include stuffin' muffins. A number of people said, will you mention stuffin' muffins? Will you tell us how to do the stuffin' muffins? Yes, we will do that too.
And we'll have links to where you can find the recipes. So
I think I'm going to make some stuffin' muffins and bring them in for the show. That'd be a great thing to nosh on.
Please, yes.
Because it's not like you're going to cough or you just get a little lethargic.
Julian, you've never had stuffin' muffins, have you?
I thought you just made that up.
No, it's
well,
a
I
thing.
Did a long time ago, but
it is a thing.
And then Rachel copied me and did it on her show, pretended like she invented it. And I had been doing it for years prior. Actually, our brother-in-law, John, Chef John came up with
the stuffing muffin recipe.
Yes. So you take your stuff. Well, I'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
That's a classic
cliffhanger. But it's so good.
Be here next week.
We used
week.
To, when we would be leaving, back in the days when we did Thanksgiving at my brother Lee's, and then after that, we'd come in and be on the air and try and stay awake after all that tryptophan. We would have pockets full of stuffing muffins that we'd be munching, driving from Munster to WGN and
it's
then on the air.
It's the greatest leftover because you can put them in your pocket. And you can take them to the radio station. And, oh, man, I'm hungry. And somebody wanted to know what we're going to have for dinner when we get home. Well, we're going to be eating in the car.
Yeah.
A little road trip tonight.
Because this was a short stop on our way to Munster to hang out with my brother Lee for a couple of days.
But right now, it is our last call.
And I'm going to pick this week. Since it was a short show, I'm going with number two, and that would be Deb. And, Deb, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Streamwood, and I'm Alice Selke's daughter.
Oh, you are?
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
We adore her. You know we do.
I know she'd be listening, so I thought I'd give it a try.
That's so sweet. Well, we have to have an excuse to get her on the radio. Maybe we could do that around Christmas, do you think?
Oh, that would be great.
Yes. And how old was your mom?
106.
I didn't want to age her and say she was 107. She was 106 when we had her on the radio.
And I'm not just saying this, Deb. If we didn't know, just by listening to her voice, we would have had no clue.
Yes.
She was so much fun to talk to. We absolutely want to have her on again.
That's awesome. I'm sure she'd love it.
Well, did you ever read the comments, the love that she was getting from the listeners that night? It was so wonderful.
I did, and that meant so much to her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm so glad you got in tonight. Why are you still up at this hour?
Well, you know, I had a long day getting ready for my Thanksgiving feast. I have 4 children and 4 grandchildren and some of their friends come. So I thought,
nice.
Geez, I'm going to start, stocking up on my stuff. And
good.
That's what I did today. And then I just kind of chilled for the rest of the day. But part of my routine is listening to you guys and the show in the entirety every Saturday night.
Oh, so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, now, what is there? Is there one Thanksgiving thing that you have to have, other than turkey and dressing? Is there one Thanksgiving thing that is a tradition at your house?
Like the kids would be horrified if they sat down and that thing was not on the table.
Yeah, it's my green bean casserole, but I do not make it with soup.
You don't?
Nope, you take... And you can do it gluten-free also. You can get gluten-free Ritz crackers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ritz crackers, put them in the bottom of a casserole dish, a stick of butter, 4 cans of green beans, and then save a little bit of the Ritz crackers after you put a layer of Velveeta on the top. Bake it at 350 for half an hour, and there's never any left.
Well, now, I have to ask you about one thing. Are they actually gluten-free Ritz crackers, or are they the entertainment crackers?
Well, that's what I would use, the entertainment,
That are gluten-free.
And the entertainment. And if you want to really put a little extra kick to it, you put you can put some onions on the top or a little bacon bits.
Mm. Do you drain the green beans?
Really good. Pardon me?
Do you drain the green beans?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay,
you can
good.
Use any kind of green beans, but I choose the French style.
That's what I love, yes.
But I want to specify, for anybody who's going gluten-free, to our knowledge, Ritz crackers, they're wonderful, but they don't make a gluten-free Ritz cracker. If you want to get a gluten-free cracker that tastes just like Ritz crackers but is gluten-free, they're called entertainment crackers, and they're wonderful. In fact,
we
bring some down with us just about every Saturday night.
Yes, that way if I feel weak, I've got a little cracker that I can eat during the show.
There you go. I always do regular, and then my husband has to have gluten-free, so I'll do a version for him.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds yummy. And people turn up their nose to Velveeta cheese, but nothing melts like Velveeta cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
You try some fancy cheese, and it just doesn't cut it.
And Johnny has this new thing she's doing with grilled cheese, where she does the cheese on both sides.
I do it on the outside of the bread.
Of the bread. And
have
it's
you done
wonderful.
That?
Yeah, you know what I do? I put Parmesan cheese on the outside of the bread.
Ooh, because I just put
it's
the grated.
Really good.
I put the grated sharp cheddar in the skillet, and there's enough oil, which is kind of crazy. The oil comes out of it, so when you lay that one piece of bread on top, and then I flip it on another pile of grated cheddar, so it's all
Ooh,
on the
yum.
Outside, and you're only eating one piece of bread, and then if you cut it into croutons and put it in your tomato soup, oh. It's perfect.
Like my grandma would say, ooh, just like downtown.
Yes, that's right.
See, we hadn't talked about food at all until now, but we're making up for all of that in the past couple minutes.
Well, I am just tickled you got in tonight, Deb, and hug your mama for us, and we're going to send you out your very own WGN logo T-shirt, and I will be thrilled to see you wearing it. Yes.
But you have to take a picture.
I will wear it proudly.
You have to take a picture of you wearing it and send it to us.
Yes.
I will.
All right. Well, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Hold on for a couple seconds, and Julian will get some information from you off the air.
Mission Viejo, California tuned in tonight. Love ya on night's late Blackhawks games. You should still get 4 hours after. No! No! That would be like the old days when we'd be wrapping up the show at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Right?
Now, where is Mission Viejo?
I don't know.
I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly where it is.
That is Dom tuned in. And, oh, gosh, this is a topic for another night, but a listener wanted to know if in WKRP they talk about payola. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Google it. Your head will spin.
Yeah. This show has gone by really quick.
Yes.
We will be back here next week with a full show, and Empty Pockets will be in the studio performing. Johnny will have her gluten-free holiday cooking recipes. Patrick Crispin will join us with some cyber news, and we'll tell you how to get rid of Twitter and how to get on Blue Sky and a whole bunch more.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you for hanging out. Julian, thank you. And Bob, thank you. And Gabe, thank you. And thank you guys so much for listening. Stay safe and hug somebody.